listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Continues.
Striking auto workers capping off a weekend of solidarity. With nearly 13,000 picketing across three states, now preparing to enter a fourth day. The UAW says it met with General Motors and had reasonably productive conversations with Ford this weekend. Stellantis, Chrysler's parent company, says it's upped its offer to a nearly 21% increase for hourly wages, but still no deal yet. Ripples of the targeted strike already felt. GM announcing temporary layoffs for 2,000 non-striking employees. Ford doing the same to 600.
ABC's Alex Perche outside the picketed Jeep plant in Ohio. An armed protester was spotted near the president's home in Delaware. Secret Service responded, and the person was deemed not a threat to President Biden or the First Family. Officials say they were spending the weekend at their home when the incident occurred. Two people were charged with murder after the death of a one-year-old at a Bronx daycare. This is ABC News. The UN World Food Program says it's in a desperate situation and running out of money as quickly as October. It's the largest funding shortage in its 60-year history. The executive director says COVID, conflict, and climate change are all factors leading to a lack of money for the world's largest food program. A reversal. Drew Barrymore is now saying she will honor striking writers and halt the production of her daytime TV show. ABC's Dave Packer.
Drew Barrymore faced a barrage of criticism after she previously announced that her talk show would resume production without her staff WGA writers, despite their striking the show. In a social media post, she doubled down, saying it was, quote, bigger than me and there are other people's jobs on the line. But the backlash continued, and finally over the weekend, Barrymore posting on Instagram, I have listened to everyone and I am making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. I have no words to express my deepest apologies to anyone I have hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs. Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check!
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison where you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, if you're selling your house, the market is hot right now. Go to movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. Let's get into Essential Last Crack for this Saturday evening. We go to Concrete Slaughter Dogs. It's Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy.
Get out of my way! Get out! Get out of my way!
everyone's busted to succeed. We're just busted.
Yeah! tide slowly swallows me. And then there's death. The black night slowly swallows me. As I lay down to rest, the black night slowly swallows me.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Last Crack and The Abyss. Concrete Slaughter Dogs before that. That is your essential last crack for this Saturday evening. Do you have an essential last crack? I want to know about it right now. Send me an email, maxinecradio@gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook. Tell me what your essential last crack would be. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. If I play those two songs on air, I'll give you a t-shirt. It's this as simple. Essential Last Crack every Saturday and Sunday here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. It is Max Inc. Heavy. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up, we got music from courtesy of Tim. We'll do some Iron Plow. Drunk Drivers. That means I'm going to tell you all about the next Max Inc. Music Matinee Concert Series. That's coming up real soon, September 24th. I'll have all the details for you soon. Right now, let's go to Mickey Sunshine. This is Rock God. It's Max St. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Heavy on Civic Media with the Drunk Drivers. That is Animal. Hey, the Drunk Drivers are coming to Madison tickets for the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series happening Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers, Fiberweed. Ooh, that's going to be a hell of a lineup. You know what? The doors open at noon. The show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4 o'clock. Just in time for Sunday dinner. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series happening at the High Noon Saloon, September 24th. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Get your buds right now at herbalaspect.com. We'll see you at the High Noon Saloon on September 24th. Let's do some clean room now. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
A no-holds-barred political conversation.
Matt Flynn, direct, right,
left, or center, Matt takes on all callers. Matt Flynn, direct. Weekday afternoons at 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Make sure you stick around. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Plus, we're going to talk with Nick from the band Sabotage in the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, we have Bach from Abaddon's End on the phone with us right now. Bach, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Yeah, man, for sure. First of all, your name, man, it's Adam. How do you pronounce the official last name?
Liebersbach. The name turned to Bach because I had 13 Adams in a class of 130 people, and then I was also in choir, so the Bach name stuck.
I think it was good to shorten that to Bach, especially for my sake here. Hey, Bach, congratulations on the brand new single. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes from Abaddon's End. Steve and Carl, they're founders of the band. When did you join the band, and how did that story go?
Steve and Kyle have been playing together for about 30 years. They started this band about 5-6 years ago. They had they went through some members. Tim joined in December, and then I joined 2 weeks after Tim. We got the ball rolling. We had 4 songs by January. Then we went to the studio the 1st of February. We recorded Absent and Adolescence, and then we wrote 15 more songs in the next 6 months.
Wow. Where did all that songwriting inspiration come from?
Well, you see, Tim was in Go Play God. Kyle and Steve were in many bands in the past, and when we get together, we just start writing. And what we like to do is those guys will start writing something. I'll sing a melody to it, then I'll take it home and I'll listen to it for probably about 50 times before I even start writing a melody or lyrics to it. I like to get the feel of the music before I put words to it. But yeah, those guys, they're so talented, and they've got so much history with music that when we get together, it just starts rolling.
That's interesting. We've talked to other bands where the vocalist or the songwriter will actually bring lyrics to the band, and the band will kind of craft a song around that. In your case, or at Baden's End's case, it sounds like it's just the opposite, where the band gives you riffs and you create lyrics around that.
Yep, I like to get a meaning from what the guitars and everything are sending me. Tim will actually send me a lot of these songs in acoustic, and I'll get a whole feeling with it acoustically, and I'll write the chorus first and then build out from there.
That's amazing. Bach from Abaddon's End is joining us here on the phone. We're going to hear the new single here in just a couple of minutes. Bach, you and the band members have been in the Madison music scene playing around Wisconsin for years. Do you ever think maybe 20 years ago you would be in this position right now with this band ready to strike?
No, I did not. Actually, about 20 years ago, I had moved to Nebraska for 6 years with some friends. And then I moved back up to northern Minnesota, came back to the area, and I was actually out of music for about 10 years. I seen this post on Facebook saying they were looking for a vocalist, and I thought to myself, you know what? I've always had this dream. I better give this a shot. I showed up, did the interview. While the guys were doing an addition with another vocalist, I went in the car and wrote the first song that we did together. I came back in, sang that song, wrote the second song, came back that weekend. They went outside, had a meeting, came back in and said, we called the rest of the vocalists off for the second interview you're in.
How could they say no? I mean, you're writing songs right on the spot for the audition, man.
That's cool. I was ready. It had been a long time for me, and I had a lot to say. So,
What's the craziest show that you've done so far, either with Abaddon's End or previous projects? Just, and the definition of crazy is up to you.
Right now, our crazy show we did was actually in Tacoma at the Cantina 5, put on by Music in the Dark. We had a lot of people show up to that. There was a lot of energy. The crowd was into it. There was people singing the lyrics. And, you know, this song just came out in June. They were singing lyrics to other songs that we don't even have out yet. They've just seen us enough times to know the words. That was really cool. One of the other craziest shows I did, I was actually did some hip-hop music with Ebabs, a producer down in Omaha, Nebraska, where I was kind of doing some screaming and some singing stuff over hip-hop. And so I was put into this hip-hop show, and I actually got a really good feedback from that. That was really different for me, so that was cool too.
Do you plan on incorporating any type of raps or rhymes in a Bad and Zen's music?
Well, see, Tim and I are really into Bad Omens, and he does kind of that flowy kind of stuff to it, so we've flirted with the idea. Like I said, I like to hear what the music is telling me. I don't like to try to force things into it. So if the opportunity comes up, we'll definitely try to do something like that.
Bach from Abad and Zen is with us right now here on Max Inc. Heavy. The new song is mighty. It's really good. I've listened to Abad and Zen's over the year, but with the changes in your band, the new music is really good. Let's talk about the new song, Absence and Adolescence. What is the message in this song?
This message is really personal for me, actually. My brother and I had a guardian of ours walk out when I was 11 years old, and it was about me going through that struggle, just life, you know, as being a teenager and not being able to trust people because one of the people you trusted the most walked out on you, watching what my brother went through. But then it's also with our evolution of life, the influences we had around us that made us who we are. My brother and I both have adopted sons from our wives, and we love them to death, and we've both grown into awesome fathers and men with the harsh background that we had. It's a message to me, to younger people, that you're going through this right now, but learn from it. Learn from the others around you. Be open to others. Don't just put yourself in the shell. And it's also a message to, you know, maybe some guardians that are thinking about it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
It's a great message. And in today's world, especially, this is the first song. And I'm sure you just told me that you have like 1,020 songs written, ready to go.
We got 15 songs that are written right now. One of them we actually put on the set list, and then we put it on the back burner because we started writing more stuff. I like to write real personal stuff. I wrote a song called Reminders. It's about losing somebody close to you. You wake up the next morning, the next day, week, months. You see things, you smell things, everything you touch, and all that just reminds you of the person you lost. And you just got to get up and keep moving on and face the new dawn. So that's one of the personal songs that I go to. And then we also got some songs about people that like to talk smack on the internet, but they don't like to step up and do things themselves. You know, we got some songs about relationships and being over it. And I like to keep things close to the heart when I write it.
I love keyboard warriors. They're the best people.
That's the name of the song, Keyboard Warriors.
No kidding. You're welcome.
Yep.
When can we expect the album? What's the plans? Happen in the studio soon or what?
We were in Madtown Mix Studios with Matt LaPlante. He did the mixing and mastering and recorded this song for us. He moved to North Carolina. Mm. So we wanted to match how good this song sounds. So we did a lot of research, and we know that people wanted to hear more, but we don't want to just give them a low quality. So we are actually going to Catamount Records in Cedar Rapids. They recorded the first album by Stone Sour, and Stone Sour was a huge inspiration to me when I was a kid, along with Slipknot. And so I am overwhelmed that we're going to Catamount Records, but we're going to be going there September 30th. Our plan is to hopefully have an EP out by the time about Christmas, New Year's.
Mm. Just in time for the new year, and that could be a stocking stuffer for all your fans.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Awesome. And the next show on the books that I see is Hellbash. That's September 23 in Ryo, Wisconsin. That's on the Maybash grounds. You've played Maybash before, right?
No, we haven't, actually. We put in for it in February, but we just didn't have a long enough set list, or even, you know, our new band wasn't together even long enough to do that. And then we had booked a show in at Pine Cove, actually, on Castle Rock Lake, and we did a show there with Zamek and Apex Aura that day.
Nice. And then you're also going to be in Blanchardville. I didn't even know Blanchardville had live music down there. That is called, is it the Hussy Bar in Blanchardville?
Yep, and that's October 14th with Fish Piston and Queen of Dreams. That starts at 8 p.m. It's a $5 cover. That'll be a lot of fun. We also got another show on the 28th. It's going to be a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar with Tendril, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. at 10 o'clock. And we'll have a big Halloween costume contest and have a lot of fun at that show as well. We're also doing October 7th. We're doing Battle of the Bands and the Cross at the Cavalier Theater. So there's 12 bands that are going to be battling it out, and then we got asked to come headline it. So we're not in the competition, but we're going to play after everybody's done competing.
Nice. Lacrosse is listening to us right now. What was the date and the venue for that show?
October 7th at the Cavalier. It'll be the Battle of the Bands.
Nice. And the show you mentioned before that, what city was that in?
The show I mentioned before that was... That's in Viola.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Bach, I can't thank you enough for the time. Congratulations on the new music. I can't wait for the full album or EP, whatever you're going to release around December. I'm thirsty for it. I can't wait for it.
We are very excited to share our music with the world.
Let's do some of Baden's End right now. Is Absence in Adolescence. Brand new music on Max Inc. Heavy Civic Media. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You've watched the world become a product of what you've done, of what you've left undone, of what you've yet to do. Who do you answer to when all that's left is you? When will you see this through? You've listened to the claims that everyone has made. You've heard them call your name. You've watched them take your place. They're standing in your skin as you should have been. Too late to start again.
Have you lived? Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
You're listening to ABC the Talk News of Green Bay.